Steve, thanks. Hi, everybody. It's us. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder. Patrick McDonald joins us right now to talk about the world of films. Patrick is a film critic for HollywoodChicago.com. He's the chief guide over at ChicagoFilmTour.com. This is your chance to see all the great locations in and around Chicago where films have been made. Hi, Patrick.
Hello.
Nice to see you.
How are you?
You have a band. Do you play?
Yes.
You sing?
Yes, I am the lead singer of the Telepaths.
The Telepaths.
Did you know Wendy was going to ask that question?
No, I did
not. I'm sorry, I could not get past the guitar solo on that Heart song, and I want to take guitar lessons. I thought maybe you played guitar as well.
I don't. I can't say it on the radio, as I usually define the lead singer.
As?
They play with themselves.
Oh, Patrick, clean it up. There's little kids listening.
The FCC is coming.
Well, there's little kids listening. This is the time of year
yes, sir.
That the films kind of shape up a little bit.
Yes,
you have
they
summer
do.
Blockbusters. You just have everybody trying to punch each other. Tom Cruise movies where he just goes up and punches people at random. And a lot of the world blows up in a lot of movies. But now into the fall, movies
yes.
start to get serious because they're Oscar contenders, right?
That's right. That's right.
Is that really a system that they do?
Yeah.
It's kind of bizarre, too, because, you know, you run the pattern of your year as a film critic on what happens. And, you know, in the early year, they dump all the movies. In the spring, there's the also-rans. The summer, of course, the blockbusters. And now the fall, the Oscars.
Yeah, the more serious contenders.
Yes.
And then in the beginning of the year, also, movie companies don't want to put out their best product in January and February because everybody's attention span is short, and
right.
at Oscar time, they won't remember a movie that was out in January.
Well, they do split some of the difference into the January and February months before the Oscars, but they're announced on the 24th, so, you know, for the regular consumer, it's just, you know, they can catch up with them, I suppose.
Wow, yeah. The things you learn.
The regular consumer.
Mm-hmm.
That's me.
Yep, yep. So now...
Nothing regular about you, Wendy.
What you see in papers and in magazines and online
yes.
is people going, here's 8 movies or 10 movies or a dozen movies that are really going to change
right.
the landscape.
Right.
Are there some that we should be looking forward
yes,
to?
Yes, definitely La La Land. Have you heard of La La
yeah.
Land?
I've
yes.
actually heard of it too.
A new movie musical that pays tribute to movie musicals from the past, but also gives it a vital boost in the present day. So Damien Chazelle, who did Whiplash, is the director.
Loved that movie.
Wasn't that great?
So much.
It's an amazing movie. That was my favorite movie of that year. It was just
speaking of Whiplash, mm-hmm. the guy who played the kid in Whiplash, for people who didn't see it,
yeah,
it was
Miles Teller.
Miles Teller, he plays a drummer with a teacher who's a little bit forceful in his ways. I just saw clips from a Miles Teller movie that I think is coming out either this week or next week,
uh-huh.
sometime in the next few weeks, a boxing movie.
Yes.
And he did what all great actors do. They totally just reinvent themselves and mm-hmm. their body structure for a movie. I was very impressed.
Well, he got beat up in the first one. In the Whiplash,
in
so it's
Whiplash,
kind of the same
got,
thing.
Right, well, yeah, I guess.
Not that big of a stretch.
But this time, he's cut. He's all yeah. he's ripped from working out and stuff.
He was great in Whiplash. I'm anxious to see him in the new one.
Yeah.
Every day I work on the Jake LaMotta part, the second part, where, you know,
where he lets himself go.
Yes, he lets himself go. So I'm working
more
on that
fun
every
that
day.
Way, isn't
yes,
it?
So La La Land,
yes.
I have found out that my two teenage boys love musicals, which has been very fun for me. We
that's
just watched
great.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, great.
They're going to watch my favorite musical, West Side Story, with me. Is
oh,
this
oh,
what kind
wonderful.
Of what this is based on, this
well,
type of thing?
Well, it's sort of based on the past, used like Top Hat and the...
Busby
yeah,
Berkeley. Type
right,
movies.
Right. Use yeah. those as the standard, but it's more of a twosome thing, so more like Astaire and Rogers. And, you know, Ryan Gosling is in it. He seemed a little miscast. We shouldn't talk about it because it's not coming out this week, but, you know, he seemed a little miscast to me. But that's just a minor, minor complaint. It's just a joy.
And
really?
is it taking place back in the heyday of these movies, or is it modern
right
day?
Right now.
Oh, it's taking place
yeah,
now.
They
yeah,
they start out in L.A. and they do a whole dance and song sequence in traffic.
Oh, cool.
How appropriate. So
now, some
I won't
people
give anything else away
say about. Of movie musicals that once somebody starts singing or dancing in a movie, it takes them out of it because rarely in real life do you just see somebody start to sing or dance. But you have to kind of suspend belief when
that's
you see
right.
these, right?
What's happened to our joy, Bill?
I don't know. Where'd the joy go? I don't know.
It's been taken away.
La La Land. All right. So that's one
yes.
that we need to see in the
yes.
next
Yes, and there's
couple
a couple we'll talk about because they're coming out this weekend, Arrival and Loving. But Denzel Washington will be doing his first directorial, I think his first directorial effort, with Fences, August Wilson's Fences, which is coming out on Christmas Day.
This was a play, right?
Yes, a play, yeah. Adaptation. August Wilson did that series of plays about Pittsburgh.
Yeah, yeah, you know, sure.
And this is one of them. Jackie with Natalie Portman about Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis for a week after the assassination of John F. Kennedy.
Everybody's saying that she is odds-on favorite to certainly be nominated for an Academy Award and possibly win it. She's just that good.
Extraordinary.
Yeah.
Extraordinary.
She's a pretty good actress, except not in that Star Wars movie. To me, she didn't do much. She looked good. I don't remember which one it was.
Wait,
who is this we're talking about?
Natalie Portman.
Yeah.
Oh, she's in.
Was she in the
Queen Amidala. She was not very good in it, in my opinion. Nice to look at, but acting
but
not that great.
Yeah. All right, so that's coming out in November or December?
No, December, Jackie. Early December. Lion with Dev Patel and Nicole Kidman about a boy who is lost in India and gets adopted by parents in Australia. So Nicole gets to go to her Australian accents and roots. So.
Dev Patel was the actor from
Slumdog Millionaire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The one I just recently saw, Moonlight. Extraordinary film about a journey, and what the director does is does it in three chapters and has three different actors play one individual guy as he goes through his life from a dirt poor lower middle class neighborhood in Miami to somewhat of an independence as an adult, but still trying to find his way.
Yeah,
and the last section of it is almost like a one act play. Which there's been two movies this year that have done this. Indignation, the Philip Roth adaptation. They had a one-act play with Tracy Letts and Logan Lerman in the middle of the movie, which informs both the beginning and the end. And this is a one-act play at the end of Moonlight that informs the entire picture.
That's kind of cool.
It's really good old-fashioned movie making. You know, taking chances and putting some drama out there that really is different.
Yeah.
You know, so
sometimes those work and sometimes they don't.
Yes, exactly.
Right. But you're taking a chance.
Right.
I know when Birdman came out a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. people went nuts for it. So many of my friends said this is one of the best movies I've ever seen.
Right.
And
did you like it?
Couldn't stand
it. I didn't. Yeah. I'm glad I saw it, I guess, but I was expecting to love it and was really like, this is it.
There were some mixed reviews. It was off kilter. It didn't make my top 10. I don't remember, but yeah.
But I always appreciate when somebody tries to do something a little out of the norm. That's always a good thing.
Right.
But it's so funny. You could say this about any television show or book or anything that's ever been done. It's funny how a polar opposite people can be in their reaction to something like that.
Right. And also, you know, the culture of the movie is always, it's an evolving form. So it always needs to be shaken up.
Right.
By new creative forces. So.
Patrick, hold that thought.
Yes.
Patrick McDonald is here, film critic over at HollywoodChicago.com, a great website, also chief guide for Chicago Film Tour. Visit their website and set up a tour of the greatest locations here in Chicago where movies have been made. We'll take a quick break, and then there's more coming your way in just a little bit. Patrick McDonald is here. He's live in studio, ladies and gentlemen.
He's
a film critic for HollywoodChicago.com. He's the chief guide, the chief tour guide over at ChicagoFilmTour.com. It's a good time. You get to see all your greatest scenes in Chicago movies where they were filmed. All right, Patrick, do we want to go on to this week's films, or are there a couple more we should know about in terms of Oscar contenders between now and
let's go to this week's films, because there are a couple of contenders in this week's film. Opening is Arrival.
Yeah.
Arrival is in the genre of the humanistic science fiction film.
I saw the trailer for this. It looks really good. Is this the Chris Pratt one?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jeremy Renner and Amy Adams.
Oh, okay. I did see it. I got it mixed up. There's a Chris Pratt one, too, that looks good. But yes, I did see this. I remember Arrival. Mixed them up.
But anyway, it's amazing. It really is. It really is about, it's science is art and art about who we are. So it really goes into the humanity of, the visit from an alien being. And very, very interesting. And actually, after the election, I saw it yesterday afternoon, and after the election was a perfect tonic. Because here is, a sort of an invasion. And how do we solve this invasion? We do what they did in the movie.
It's funny you say that because there's a science fiction classic, Invasion of the Body Snatchers,
yes.
which even though it's sci-fi, it really is, it's political, really. It's thinly disguised mm-hmm. politics.
Yes.
And I kept wondering to myself, will there be a version of that now with everything that's going on politically? Star Trek also, even though it's science fiction, is one of the most political shows of all time.
Absolutely.
So the two really can go hand in hand.
Yes, exactly. Well, it's just about humanity. Science fiction is literally about man's ability to mix science
yeah.
with his evolution.
Yeah.
So
a little while ago, when Wendy was confusing the two, there's two movies that are coming out that are
they're similar.
They're a little
I'm sorry.
Similar, and you said they're all the same, really. So with sci-fi,
know.
Sometimes it falls into that bracket of people going, "Oh, I've seen this before." What separates this movie, Arrival, from the other films that are similar to it?
That's an interesting point because, again, walking in, I'm like, okay, another alien comes down to Earth kind of thing. But
yeah.
I think what separates it is that it's just, you know, like 2001, A Space Odyssey. It really isn't about the technology. It's about how humanity interacts with the technology.
Yeah.
So that definitely is what
Should
makes
it
different.
Should we be afraid of it? Should we embrace it? It's that kind
right.
of a question.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. I
trust,
like it.
Trust,
it's Arrival,
though.
And it comes out tomorrow.
Yes. And Loving, the landmark case, Loving versus Virginia, about interracial marriage, how it was illegal in 27 states. And then the Supreme Court finally heard the case in 1967, and this was the couple that put it into motion.
Wow, that sounds good.
It's really, I mean, if you're interested at all in American history and the civil rights era, this is a human story that occurred underneath all the showy stuff that King was doing and such during that era.
Who's in this?
Now, it's a Joel Edgerton, who is a character actor who is...
You'll know him as soon as you see
right,
him.
Right, exactly.
See
he's,
him in a bunch of stuff.
Getting his first lead. And there's a newcomer playing Mildred Loving, which is Ruth Negga. And she is just extraordinary. She has the subtlety that I think Edgerton doesn't have. He's kind of playing at one note. To me, there was something missing in this film. I don't know. I couldn't really quite... you know, put a finger on it. I still give it 3.5 out of 5 because it's a very important story that everybody needs to see, especially in the era that we're working in right now.
Yeah.
But you know, a little something missing in it for me.
Joel Edgerton was in a movie a couple years ago where he was some guy's friend as a child, and then
right.
they reconnected years later, and Joel Edgerton,
was
say his
adult,
name for me, was the adult that wouldn't leave him alone. Did
okay.
you ever see this movie? I'll find the title for you. He was as creepy could be. He's a good actor, but when he wants to play a creep, he's really good at it.
You always bring up something that perplexes me.
Yeah, that's my job. That's my job.
Come on.
Almost Christmas. What
is
that?
Yes, almost Christmas. Almost Christmas.
Chris Pratt. Forget it.
Can
Chris, I'm done.
Can you just agree with Wendy that Chris Pratt's in a movie, please?
This is that genre of film that has popped up lately. And I think, you know, Tyler Perry has a lot to do with it because, you know, it's a comedy. It's a family comedy.
Right.
So it's almost Christmas. And the matriarch of the family has died this year, that Christmas year, which is 2016. And Danny Glover is getting the family together so he doesn't feel so lonely
yeah.
on Christmas. And hijinks occurs.
That seems believable.
It is believable.
So this is like a Tyler Perry movie, but it's not
right.
Tyler Perry. It's
well,
somebody.
I'll tell you the Tyler Perry influence. It's always the comedy in it, the extreme comedy, almost the Three Stooges-like comedy that he likes to do.
Yeah.
You know, even though these are, you know, upper middle class African-American family, very high-level citizenry, one running for Congress.
Yeah.
They get involved in firearms and selfies and getting stuck in windows and things like that.
I'm watching the trailer as you're saying this, and all this has happened. They're taking selfies. They're crawling through windows. A lot of singing.
There's a singing scene, yes. But, you know, I was talking to Omar Epps, who's in the movie. I interviewed him for the film. And we were talking about, you know, one of the things that gets ignored, and going back to the civil rights movement, is the rise of the middle class African-American
sure.
family after World War II.
Yeah.
Because opportunities were there, and
yeah.
they took it. And this is an offshoot, I think, of that phenomena,
and
if I can talk about it.
Unlike a Tyler Perry movie, there's no guy dressed as a woman,
no,
right? You're not getting any of that.
Unless you exclude Monique, but I don't know.
All right.
No, sorry.
Good.
Somebody thinks Jeff Garland is in the studio with us. Honest to God.
Your voice is a little similar to Jeff
ask
Garland.
Ask Jeff Garland about Curb Your Enthusiasm instead of movies.
Jeff, will there be a new season of Curb Your Enthusiasm?
The Goldbergs are doing well.
Right, can I good. Tell you, I love that show so much.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It is one of that and The Real O'Neills are like my two favorite
Real
shows.
Real O'Neills rocks. That is, I rarely watch television, but I love that show.
It's really
show.
Good. It's Patrick Having, McDonald. It's not Jeff Garland. That's funny. Yes, that's why we relate so well.
Exactly.
Patrick, thank you so much. If you
Blessings,
want to read
guys.
Patrick's full reviews, go to HollywoodChicago.com. And then, like we said, see the tour of Chicago and all the great locations that they've filmed things at.
ChicagoFilmTour.com.
Ask for Jeff Garland. Yes,
for Jeff Garland. Hey, Jeff Garland's on the tour, so there you go.
Oh,
it's all synchronistic. Give thanks for Bill and Wendy.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Patrick. More after this, Bill and Wendy, WGN.